Thank you, Mr. Lucia. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. Very thankful to be here. Quite a year. Getting to wonder if it's going to be able to have a Feast of Tabernacles or not, but God has provided a place. Very thankful to be here. As we all very well know, this has been a very eventful year, to say the least. Wildfires in the Midwest, many hurricanes and tropical storms have hit the country. The effects of the coronavirus still lingers on. This has not been a very blissful year for our country, or the world either. The message today is about curses and blessings. Through God's word, we see that from obedience to God, there are blessings. And for disobedience to God, there will be curses. And the world has chose to do its own thing, to go its own way. Even though sometimes, many times, they're thinking they're doing what's right, yet we know that the world has been deceived. Satan has done a great job at deceiving the world. So in other words, they disobey God and really don't even know it. But everywhere we look, every aspect of life, there's curses and more curses. Whether it's in our own local town, in our country, or around the world. It's just so much misery and suffering. And all this is brought on because of sin and mankind refusing to obey God. When we actually look and stop and look, no matter what we look at as far as aspects of life, nothing in the world seems to be going right. I mean, you take, for example, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat. It doesn't get better for us. It just, technically, it always just gets seem a little worse. It takes more chemicals or whatever it is to try to clean it up. Our health, the government system, the medical system, the list goes on. Touching every aspect of our life, the world just steadily gets worse. You might think for all modern technology, this awesome mind that God has given us, all the technical advances we made, that, you know, maybe we could turn around some of the trends that's in this world. But it does not happen. It just steadily declines and gets worse. But why is it that we can't improve on our own selves? Why can't mankind fix this world? We won't turn over there, but just make reference to Jeremiah 10, verse 23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. Mankind apart from God cannot solve his problems. All we can temporarily fix, put band-aids on certain little things, but it always never really works out. And many times man's solutions is actually worse than the ailment itself. Well, today I want to talk about this one area of curses that plagues this earth. This one little area, this curse, actually has impacted me personally in my life since I was a child. I was raised on a small farm, middle center part of the United Center, Texas. And the curse that I'm referring to is the very soil that we till and that we farm, that provides the life for our crops, that provides food and nourishment for us. Our soil is under a curse. Like I said, I was raised on a farm, and I inherited part of my parents' ranch. This past summer, I spent some of my weekends mowing the pastures. Now, the purpose of mowing pastures throughout the summer is to kind of slow down the growth of the weeds and the brush, cut down the unwanted weeds and brush. It gives the good grasses for grazing a little better chance to grow and to survive. And while I was doing it this summer, it brought back to my mind why the land is under a curse. If you will, turn over with me to Genesis 3 and verse 17. Genesis 3, we're going to read verse 17 and verse 18. It says, unto Adam, God said, and Adam and Eve had already eaten of the forbidden fruit. So God's now talking to him. He said, because you listened to your wife, you ate fruit from the tree which I commanded you that you must not eat. Cursed is the ground because of you. So the ground is cursed. And through painful toil, you will eat from it all the days of your life. So through hard labor, you will be required of hard labor to get food from it. It's going to be hard to till, and the ground is cursed. Verse 18 says, and it will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Since the time of Adam and Eve, from their time of eating the forbidden fruit, our ground has been under a curse, and is still under that curse till today. Verse 18 says, our ground would produce thorns and thistles. The place that was mowing this past summer has both, and they are very plentiful, and they are very healthy. Some places, the briars, which is normally just a little vine with thorns on it, crawls up trees and stuff, but they've actually polluted part of the ground, just open land. Sometimes they grow up in places 2 to 3 foot tall, trying to climb on top of each other. They're so thick you can't even walk through it some places. And the weeds, there are certain types of weeds that we have that grow 4 or 5, sometimes 6 foot tall. Especially if they had plenty of rain like we had this past year. So we see that because of the curse, these plants, they grow very vigorously, they're very thick, and they choke out the good grasses of the pastures. Think about, if it was reversed, if the good grasses would grow like the unwanted plants would grow, there'd be more than enough pasture land, and it'd be quite a blessing. But it's just the opposite. And I personally believe that as the years go on, the curses on our land, with the thorns and the thistles and the weeds, unproductive weeds, they continue to get worse. And they continue to get worse, I believe, because man is drifting further and further away from God. But as I mow these pastures, and I see this jungle of unproductive weeds, brush, it truly saddens me, knowing for the fact of that in a short period of time, a month or two, they will return. And they will continue to grow, and they will be there next year again. Yet on my mind, I think, and I smile to myself, one day this is all going to change. This is not going to be this way. One day this land here, not just my land, but the land around the world, the entire earth, is going to change. It's going to become a productive land. You will not have to fight the curses no more. But this change is not going to come because of some scientific breakthrough, some new knowledge of chemicals or GMO plants. No, this change that we want to see to come about is actually only comes about because of what we're here today for, the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles, when they are fulfilled in its reality, when Jesus Christ returns and is ruler over this earth and the curses are removed. Turn over to me. Micah 1. We're going to begin reading verse 1 down through verse 4. It says, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house be on the highest of all. So God's government, the mountain, it's going to be the greatest government of all. Says, this is New Living Translation, said the most important place on the earth. It will be raised above all the other hills. In other words, all the other governments. God's government is going to rule. And we know this picture is the millennium, the rule of Jesus Christ. And people from all over the world stream unto there to worship it. Verse 3 says, the Lord will mediate between the peoples, settle their disputes between strong nations far away. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not fight against nation any longer. So we're going to change. We're going to change from warfare, producing armament, to farm plants, plow instruments. And verse 4 says, everyone will live a peaceful prosperity, enjoying their own grapevines and fig trees, and they will be nothing to fear. But it'll be a time of peace and prosperity. See, there will be farming, tilling the soil. Well, nowadays, there's very little tilling done in farming. It's mostly chemicals used and GMO plants to control the weeds and the so forth. But it says that we're going to till the land. There's going to be a lot of tilling. Turn over with me to Amos 9. Amos 9. With all the curses removed, the land being blessed, we'll read in Amos 9 and verse 13. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow unto it." I like the contemporary English version a little better. It says, "You will have so much harvest that you will not be able to bring in all your wheat before plowing time." So in other words, there'll be such a great harvest. It's going to take so long to harvest the crops that by the time we get through harvesting, there'll be time to start planting again. And it says, "You will have grapes left over from season to season, and your fruitful vineyards will actually cover the mountains." I mean, what a blessing that will be. "The land will produce good crops, quality crops, and this is all done without chemical fertilizer, chemicals to poison the ground. This is all done by the very blessing of God. There will be a time of unknown to the world." So nowadays, weeds and thistles, they grow very aggressive, very vigorously. But in the millennium, that's going to change. It's going to be a different time. It will be the crops and the vineyards that are aggressive. It says here that the vineyards will actually cover the mountains. What a time to look forward to. A time of plenty of food, good food, quality food. And when you got good quality health, good quality food, our bodies would be healthy. There's so much illnesses and diseases nowadays. I believe it is brought up onto us because, true enough, we're under curse, but also the land we farm our land on, the crops are cursed. So I think our bodies are cursed because of the food and water we drink. Therefore, removing the diseases, the healthy food, by eating the healthy food, we will not be crippled up and as sickly as we are today. My final thought is, the Feast of Tabernacles, man will learn how to be obedient to God. We know that Satan will be put away. God will open the eyes of all of mankind to show them how he wants to be worshipped, how to obey him and worship him. It will be a time when the curse on their soul will be removed. The thorns and thistles will not be no more. God will bless our land with prosperity. It says that scripture says that the world cannot even imagine. So when I am mowing in my pastures that is filled with weeds and briars, knowing that what I'm doing is just a temporary moment, next year I'll have to do it again. But I think to myself, kind of smile to myself and think, weeds, enjoy your moment. Because when my older brother gets here, your time is done.